you expect to start?
For right now, that's what I am, and that's what I'm preparing myself to be.
Did they say something that in that vein, or did you just go along with
it? They haven't told me that I wasn't, so that's what I am, so I'm just going with it.
Is there an ideal number of carries for you, do you think?
In all reality, I don't really think about all that. I just, want to help. I just want to be a part of, helping us, get a W and get victories and things like that. So that's pretty much what my mindset is about it. Just want to, be a contributor.
Marvin Lewis was just talking about how you and Redmond, both with some pretty good lower body action, ran through a lot of their tackles last time that they tried to body tackle you guys a bunch and failed to do so. Did you know going into that game that they maybe had a tendency to do that and failed to wrap up? Was that something mentally you had in your head?
We knew that they were a good team, ball searching, and they have a good defense. They have a great front four, and they have some good tackles on their team. It's just fortunately enough, we made some plays and things happen.
Ball searching, like they try to strip a lot.
Yeah,
that's been kind of an issue around here this year. What do you do ball security wise? Do you have that in the forefront of your mind for this?
I mean, in our room, we have the forefront of our mind every week. To always protect the ball. Especially on the road, but home games as well. And early in the game, obviously, double arm wrap it. Protect the ball and yourself. More in depth of it, and just protect the ball. Basically, that's just it.
Jonathan, Schwartz is back this week. How's he doing? Your thoughts on what he might do this week for you guys?
I don't know. I just know that he's ready. He's glad to be back. He's ready to get to work and, help us out.
You talked about, there's no set number of carries that you'd like to get, but I would imagine it's more than like 8 or 9, which is what you got in the last
game. That's any running back would want, more than, single digit, yeah. But not in all reality. It's whatever to me. I just want to just play and help my team get a win.
How do you go about trying to do what you did against Cincinnati last time?
I think the main thing is just making sure everybody's on the same page, making sure that we're aggressive in our run game of being physical, running hard like we always do, and just being patient. Don't try to hit these big home run plays every time we touch the ball. Just go through our reads and make sure every run's efficient. 3 to 4 yards each time we touch the ball. That's an efficient run. As long as we keep doing those things, the run game will take care of itself the rest of the game.
Everyone in the locker room is talking about how, big splash plays need to happen to get this win. Do you guys, as a running back group, talk about, we need someone to hit 100 yards or collectively we need to do this? Is there like a certain goal for this game that you guys have?
No, we just want to play a complete game. In our room, it's not about, yes, good about the stats and, we want to score and things like that, but, it's important to all, whatever it's, if it's setting up a score or making a play, making a block so Ben has time to throw the ball and it gets a touchdown, things like that. It's just about being a complete player, no matter who's out there on the field, doing our job and being, specific, head up on our details.
Do you think you guys were kind of out of rhythm in terms of the run game the past few games? And if so, like, how do you change that going into this game to maybe get into a better rhythm and get it back to where it was a few games ago?
These past few games have been kind of fast-paced. We've scored pretty fast and things like that. And, when the game goes like that, the run game's not, it's going to come in every now and then, but not, time after time after time. And that's just the way the game was going. And you can't control that. That's just how it was.